It's Ask a Pharmacist with Pam Kennedy. Welcome back, Pam.
Hey, thanks, Ben. Great to be back.
Lots more questions from listeners. Here's one. What vaccines can I get at my pharmacy? That's a sort of relatively newish thing at pharmacies. Been around for a while, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, newish in the sense that, you know, it's certainly expanded the number of vaccines that we're doing in pharmacies. So most publicly funded vaccines in Nova Scotia are now available at community pharmacy primary care clinics. And I'll make a distinction between the primary care clinics and a regular community pharmacy in just a second. But I will just point out that the exception to that is that the grade 7 immunizations are still being coordinated through public health. We often get that question in clinics, so just to point that out. But some examples of vaccine that are publicly funded that you can get in the primary care clinics, you know, include those pediatric or childhood vaccinations. We've had a ton of calls and a lot of vaccine going out for MMR, of course, right now. So that measles, mumps, rubella, tetanus, varicella, better known as chickenpox, you know, polio. There's a very long list of those vaccines that we're able to do now in clinic. So that, of course, is in addition to the vaccines that are publicly funded, you know, in all pharmacies. So vaccines, of course, like meningitis B, which is relevant, right now with university students heading back to school soon. Shingles shots, which were introduced just this spring. Pneumonia vaccines, COVID and flu, of course. So those are ones that are available at all pharmacies. So we definitely encourage you to call your pharmacy or the pharmacy clinic if you're due for a vaccine. And if you're not really sure if you're due for the vaccine, you know, the clinic can help. We do this, you know, every day. We're able to request a vaccine records from public health to help you actually determine if you're maybe overdue for one of your vaccinations. So keep in mind, you know, that we can also help with vaccines at all pharmacies that are not publicly funded. So like travel vaccines, for instance. So if you need that Hep B, Twinrix vaccine before you travel south this winter, you know, pharmacies are able to help with that. But again, just like with all other services available in pharmacy, an appointment is necessary. So with most of our vaccine appointments, we often do require a phone appointment with the pharmacist first, just to assess, you know, eligibility and the need for that vaccine before we actually get you into the clinic for the injection. So just make sure you're giving yourself time and plan ahead.
Yeah, it makes things convenient for sure. And it's good to check, like you said. So great. Another question here from somebody. They've been hearing a lot about people getting sick from tick bites. I mean, that's a pretty common thing here in Nova Scotia. How can pharmacists help with that?
Yeah, you're definitely right. We are seeing a lot of patients with tick-borne illness at the pharmacy right now. Of course, we live in one of the highest risk areas in Canada. And as long as that temperature is consistently staying above 4 degrees Celsius, those ticks are definitely going to be around. So the most important thing I can stress is definitely to be doing those daily tick checks. Just take a couple of minutes to make sure those are being done every day. Because typically, if that tick is attached for less than 36 hours, you really are reducing that risk of tick-borne illness. So the most common illness that we see from ticks is Lyme disease. But over the past couple of years, Nova Scotia has seen a real increase as well in the number of cases of anaplasmosis. So to keep, you know, in mind that they can present very similarly, but typically with Lyme, you'll have that red rash. A common misconception is that you know, that rash needs to appear to be like a bullseye or needs to be at the site of the bite, which isn't right. That can actually occur on any part of the body, not just at the site of the bite, and doesn't necessarily always have a bullseye. So other common symptoms of those tick-borne illness are fever, headaches, you know, general just malaise, not feeling well, muscle or joint pain, and sometimes we'll see some stomach issues as well, but that's not as common. So in the pharmacy, specific to this listener's question, there are a couple of things that pharmacists can help with. So first, if you discover a tick bite, the pharmacist can actually provide, you know, an assessment to actually see if you would benefit from a single treatment with antibiotics to reduce the risk of progression to Lyme. But, you know, a lot of people don't know, but almost 50% of people that present with symptoms of Lyme don't actually even recall being bitten by a tick. So pharmacists are now able to also assess and prescribe longer durations of treatment for early Lyme disease. Keeping in mind, of course, we know when to refer to other healthcare providers if we suspect either that you're in a later stage of Lyme disease, or if we suspect that you may have a different type of tick-borne illness like anaplasmosis. So keep in mind also another big misconception is that people feel like they have to save the tick or bring the tick. But as I mentioned, a lot of people don't even know that they've been bitten by a tick. So just to keep in mind that you don't actually have to have that tick to have an assessment by your pharmacists. So when in doubt, never hesitate just to reach out to your pharmacy to see, you know, how we might be able to help.
And some of them are so small too, it's hard to find them, right?
Mm-hmm. Very tiny, but those daily tick checks certainly are important.
Perfect. One last question for today. This is a really good one from somebody. What's the best way to dispose of old or expired medications? Because some of them you can't just throw in the garbage, right?
Absolutely. Yes. That's a great question, actually. And we always try to reemphasize with patients. But in Nova Scotia, we're very fortunate. We actually operate, free province-wide medication disposal program. So that is managed through our Provincial Pharmacy Association here in Nova Scotia. So what that means is it basically allows you to return any of your unused or expired medication to any community pharmacy at no cost. So that can be over-the-counter medications or prescription medications. We really, really want to encourage not flushing those medications or putting them down the drain. And we do want you to avoid tossing them in the trash as well. The reason being, pharmacies are the best disposal option because we want to help protect privacy, public safety, and of course, the environment as well. So to bring them back into the pharmacy, we just ask that you empty those medications into a bag, just like a little Ziploc before you bring them into the pharmacy, because we don't want you to include the vials or any packaging, of course. And the final piece of that, is when you're gathering up all those medications for disposal, if there are any sharps, like needles, we want to make sure that those are not included with those medications for disposal. We do, however, have a separate program offered at community pharmacies, so the Safe Sharps program. So you can, go into any pharmacy, they'll be able to provide you with the sharps containers so you can safely dispose of those needles. Of course, you can pick up and return those containers at any pharmacy. So a few, little tidbits to remember so we're not flushing those medications down the toilet or putting them down the drain.
Right. Good points for sure. Okay, Pam, thanks so much.
Not a problem, Ben. Great chatting.
That was pharmacist Pam Kennedy from Bridgewater Guardian Pharmacy, and this was Ask a Pharmacist.